gotta play through, right? Right. Welcome back to the Smoke Room. I am Cape Town.
And I'm the Berg.
And you're listening to episode 5, one we haven't named quite yet. But today we just want to talk about how thankful we are, man, for all our listeners and everybody who's given us any feedback, because this started as a small idea and has turned into something like a monster.
Yeah, I think we almost broke the top 100 last week. So yeah,
I think we were like 101 for our hosting site. So we're pretty excited about that. And definitely want to say thank you to everyone who's been listening and giving us feedback and stuff. We still want to hear your emails and questions and stuff. So email us at smokeroompodcast@gmail.com. Sorry about that.
Smoke Room Nation.
One nation under God. Under Frog. Yeah, this is Smoke Room Nation. And real quick, I just want to give everybody's Twitter out. If you want to follow DJ, it's at Yadriff. If you want to follow Berg, it's at Rooster Berg. I'll leave it up to you to figure out.
R-O-O-S-T-E-R-B-U-R-G-H.
How to spell that. If you want to follow Doc, it's at Doc Yesterday. And me, I'm at Da Baby Man.
You know, I could spell any of those.
D-A-B-A-B-I-E-M-A-N.
Yeah, because they would have figured that one out.
I got to know that quick because that's my security question for some of my stuff at the bank.
So how do you spell DJs?
Y-A-D-R-I-F-F. There you go. Yadriff.
What's a Yadriff, DJ?
It's just a name I made up a long time ago.
Oh, is that like your personal like fantasy character?
It's his alias. Yeah, whenever he's lurking. Hold on.
So nobody has it.
Whenever he's lurking on kids, he likes to use Yadriff. That's a name he goes by. He also grows out his mustache.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
That's what he named
his
fake beard.
That's a joke. We're kidding. I'm so sorry, dude. All right. So we just want to say, yeah, again, I'm repeating myself. Fuck. So kick ass, everybody. Thank you for the support. We're excited about that. Just happy to be here. And I want to touch on my daughter's genital heart condition.
That's from another podcast. See, nobody understands what that means.
If you guys want to, okay, let me add some backstory. That's A Dad's Life. Want to check out a shit podcast? I mean, a cool podcast? Check out A Dad's Life.
See, now we've started some sort of rivalry with
that
guy.
You know, I can't wait for him. I can't wait for him to put an episode up and be like, "So I listened to that bullshit, The Smoke Room." Yeah, I don't have anything. That's it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and it's sad too. So
because he would have sunk us just with that.
Yeah.
After that, yeah, all the downloads go away.
I just want to say real quick, pull the taffy, and we'll save that for later. DJ knows what that means. So yeah, we're currently in negotiations right now, working on a sponsor.
What's the name of it? Audio.
You look like you're hiding right there, like a seal.
What's it called? Audio.
Well, we weren't supposed to say it, but all right. Yeah, we're trying to.
We'll just edit that out.
It's beep.
It'll be We're negotiating with beep.
Yeah, that sounds like we're negotiating with some kind of hostage holder taker. I didn't want to say the T word because that's not a good one to say, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you can goof on other fucking podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, we won't mention terrorists, but we will fucking
we're like
talk
hiding
about-
under the mics. Yeah, no. We want to jump right into the show here, and that's talking about booty camp.
Nice.
Yeah, that's for moms at home whose asses are getting too big.
Is this a movie?
No, this is an ad thing you can get into. Like, it's a little like a video,
okay,
workout video for. No, it's like a camp thing.
So it's like the stripper pole thing, but it's for moms that want to tighten up their bums.
Yeah, and they all come in their military gear and they get their buns tight.
So it's a camp.
Yeah, it's a hardcore camp for moms. So
what kind of do you know what kind of exercises they do?
Personally, I mean, I'm guessing a lot of like dips and dip and downs, you know, and a lot of quadriceps.
What if you dressed them all like kitties?
then
made them all just like walk around like kitties all day. Would that be bad?
No, it wouldn't be. What kind of workout plan is that?
I don't know, because they have to walk around plan. Like, doesn't it
kitty,
like...
Kitty camp.
Ooh. That's like K-I-T-T-Y.
Yeah, K-I-T-T-Y.
Yeah, not K-I-D-D-I-E.
Okay, yeah, kitty camp, yeah.
Yowza.
Yeah. Meowza. So we're going way off the rails here. Sorry, okay, but folks. No,
originally, when we were talking earlier, before the show started, because, you know, I know it's been a barrel of laughs, but originally we were going to talk about...
It has been.
Movies. Worst movies ever made.
Whoa, yeah. Yeah, movies so bad that they're good.
Okay. So, and have you compiled a list? Or
I've compiled what I'd call the mega list or the master list. There's enough movies here to feed your fantasy. You know what? Feed your hunger. Feed your appetite.
Yeah. The insatiable appetite for bad movies.
Yeah. If you have a hunger for pleasure, you're going to like these movies. Okay. Yeah. You guys know what I'm talking about? The carnal pleasures.
Hunger for pleasure.
All right, let's kick things right off with Wishmaster, the original Wishmaster series. DJ's going to bring that up for me because I'm just going to go ahead and say, I think he's a djinn, D-J-I-N-N, a djinn.
From what I understand, a D-J-I-N, that's actually Islamic, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pulled from the Quran, it is.
Okay, so he's like a demon.
Which isn't PC, but eh.
Well, I mean, they made the movie.
They made the movie. Yeah.
So we're just commenting on it.
Cool.
All right. So this guy, I'm going to guess, is a master of wishes.
Yeah.
And then people make wishes.
Mm-hmm.
And then at first things are good, but then shit goes bad, right? Like the monkey's paw.
Actually, a lot of times with the wish master, things go immediately bad.
Like, and they don't.
As soon as the wish starts happening, it's just not good.
And it's not just kind of bad. It's fucking awful. Like, dude's getting pulled through a jail cell and his fucking face is like going into two inch quarter blocks. Like his whole body's getting pulled through that motherfucker.
That's marvelous.
So it's got the bloodlust. If you're into that
pleasure,
carnal pleasure,
carnal pleasure,
the carnal, simple pleasures in life.
Okay. So we got the Wishmaster.
All right. So DJ, I'm going to have you like pop over here, or do you want to scoot over to,
would
your
you like to come sit
there
by me?
I want you to just quickly breeze through the synopsis of Wishmaster 1. Quickly.
Okay.
If you could. Or if you want to have...
I think
have,
I just went over
have,
the synopsis.
If you want to... You guessed at what you think it is.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I might have co-written that.
This isn't quite a synopsis. It's actually quite long.
Okay,
oh,
well...
That's what God she said.
Basically...
You wish.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Basically, he's released by a girl who finds a jewel or mm-hmm. whatever. And
yeah, that makes sense.
He gets, you know, he's a djinn, so he's like an asshole, and he wants her soul.
And that's how he gets their souls?
Like, nobody's watching this.
You got to make witches. You got to make wishes.
You got to make wishes for him to leave you the
okay,
fuck alone?
The plot of the Wishmaster concerns a djinn, an omnipotent, supremely evil entity that is released from a jewel that seeks to capture the soul of a woman who discovered him.
Okay. Yeah, just what DJ read.
Was there a... look, there are plenty of sequels here.
Yeah, well... Hmm. There's a shitload of sequels because Wishmaster is a kick-ass movie, and they knew that it would reach and get the
tell
fucking
us, tell
audience.
Tell us when you first experienced the Wishmaster. How old were you, and what was your, you know?
Well, I was 26 years old, and the person that introduced me to Wishmaster was my friend DJ.
Yeah.
And it was disturbing then, and it was disturbing now, but we love to... Good. We love to... there we go. We love to bring up the Wishmaster.
That was actually early 20s.
Yeah, my bad. It was like 22.
It was made in the early 20s?
No. That's when we watched
it. I get it.
So it's so bad and it's
awful.
It got
a 5.7.
And the motherfucker says things like, is that your wish?
That's the fucking leprechaun.
No, that's the Wishmaster.
Are you sure that's your wish? That's a leprechaun.
And that segues perfectly into our next movie, Leprechaun, which I had the unfortunate carnal pleasure of watching with my buddy DJ as well. And you are a huge fan of Leprechaun. I've heard
you introduced
me to Leprechaun. So
I think that, you know, there's a few life-changing events in your life, you know, that really move you in a different direction. And watching Leprechaun, an evil, sadistic leprechaun goes on a killing rampage in search of his beloved pot of gold.
But the fucked up part is
Jennifer Aniston's in it.
She's smoking hot.
No way.
You haven't seen that movie, have you?
I don't remember Jennifer Aniston being in it.
I think you saw it too, and that's the one where it's like,
oh, the guy get it out of me.
Yeah, when they get it out of me,
grow in the guy's stomach.
Number one's got Jennifer Aniston.
4.6 rating.
Yeah, I got a 4.6. I loved it. Actually, I didn't love it because I was waiting for that line the whole time, and I realized we were watching a shit show.
The wrong one.
Yeah. So.
Here's the tagline. Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your luck just ran out. That's fucking gold.
That motherfucker,
no pun intended,
he's
but that's
not even
gold.
But the thing that's stupid about the leprechaun is he doesn't even like kill people or do it. He doesn't do it in like an awesome way. He like scratches them and shit. And then he has to do that whole shoe polishing bit, which is just
what the
clown show. It's the shoe.
The what?
He has to shoe polish.
I don't get that.
Well, remember, like,
oh, look at that.
Leprechaun.
Well, he's a fucking
leprechaun in the hood.
That's not your
leprechaun
father's
in the hood.
That one got a 3.5 rating. That's the lowest rating.
That one looks better than all the other ones.
3.5 out of 10.
The last one they did with the original actor was Leprechaun Back to the Hood. So you went to the hood twice.
Back to the Hood.
Oh, in the Hood and Back.
The Hood was so good, he had to go back. I'm sorry. Yeah. Wow.
Big. He went from a 5.7 to a 3.5.
I mean, these are all going to get added. I need to watch all of these because I didn't even know Back to the Hood.
We're reviewing a movie nobody's seen.
I don't even think our listeners have.
Do you have to see it to know what it is? You okay, buddy?
Oh, man. I don't know. Jesus. It's those chemtrails, man. I'm telling you.
Do you
all right. So moving right along. Leprechaun 2, Back to the Hood, and it's spelled T.
No,
if it wasn't
Leprechaun 2, that's the
7th.
That's
we are
the
no Siskel and Ebert, I'll tell you that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you know what we're doing is
this
just,
is fucking painful.
this is a shit show.
This is really painful.
Well, we're not movie reviewers. We didn't ever claim to be.
Why are we doing this? Oh yeah, 3.9, Leprechaun, Back to the Hood. Let's just fucking go for it, all right? No more stumbling around.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, they got a whole fucking cast here. This is great. Yeah, 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 goo, 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 ga, ga, ga.
All right.
Bring up the next one. I can't wait. What the fuck for? Here, bring up the other one. Let's see it.
The way they spelled
3.9.
T-H-A. It's back to, with the number
that
two, the.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
They might as well put like H-U-D or whatever just for the fuck of it. All right, so moving right along, there's no more fucking Wishmaster movies after that. That's the end of the line, dude.
Yeah, can we process a few more of these while we're at
it? On to the next one. That is...
It's still Back to the Hood.
Oh, fuck.
See, we have a big monitor up here that we get to look at that helps us be so funny.
No, I thought we were saying there's a third... I thought there was an eighth...
An eighth Leprechaun or an eighth Wishmaster?
All right, moving right along.
87 minutes of Leprechaun.
No, there's 7 total. The most recent one was a reboot they did called Leprechaun Origins.
Leprechaun Forever.
Leprechaun Origins.
Leprechaun Begins.
Leprechaun Origins got an 8 out of 10 stars. It kicked so much ass. They're going to fucking relaunch.
The fucking Green Knight.
It was produced by the WWE.
World Wildlife Environmental.
Wrestling. WWE. Who did you say it features?
John Cena's in it.
They're small person wrestler.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan's the leprechaun.
They're half man wrestler. Wow.
Okay
move. Yeah, I feel
up.
Sad.
206. Oh, we're going to get a.
I feel sad. I don't even want to talk about Leprechaun anymore.
Okay, let's just move. Moving right along.
Hellraiser is the next on the list. I know a lot of people out there are huge Hellraiser fans, including myself.
3.3. How do you make each consecutive movie gets worse out of 10? 3.3. I mean, how do you get such a bad... You got to like be so bad it pisses people off.
I blame that it hasn't had enough exposure, man. You know? More people need to see that.
That's why they rated it so low. Not enough people have seen this. We're going to give it a shit rating.
It's a shit show. It looked garbage. It looked awful. It's going to be bad. It's called fucking Leprechaun Origins.
Oh, now we got Hellraiser.
It's direct to DVD.
Hellbound. Oh, yeah. I don't think they ever came out in theaters.
The first one is fucking Hellraiser 1.
I've never heard anybody say, hey, we're going out to see Leprechaun.
It says, demon to some, angel to others, Hellraiser, he'll tear your soul apart. I don't know how the fuck he's an angel to anyone, because in the movies, he looks like a pale, white-headed fucking psycho who's like with a British accent. So who considers that an angel? Your head's fucked up.
Okay, no, hold on. Here we go. I'm going to read this. Demon to some, angel to others. To me, that makes no sense. I'm going to try to read the tagline.
That's what I just said.
Could you scroll down, John? I'm going to try to, John. Ryan.
This one goes like, I'm going to read this for you. Frank Cotton, the main character, buys a puzzle box from a dealer in a bare room. Frank solves the puzzle box. Immediately, hooked chains emerge from it and tear into his flesh. Later, in the room is filled with swinging chains splattered with the remains of Frank's body. A black-robed figure picks up the puzzle box and returns it to its original state, restoring the room to normal. I present to you the Wishmaster.
But I'm reading this, and it says an unfaithful wife encounters the zombie of her dead lover. Demons are pursuing him after he escaped their sadomasochistic underworld.
Yeah, that also happens. But what I was saying was,
a fucking porno.
It's fucking it. You know what? It is
cock razor.
It is softcore porn, dude. There's like fucking weird pussy, weird shit in it, man. Like. It's weird, man.
Yeah, well, that explains everything.
No, you know what happened is one night, I'll tell you how I stumbled upon this gym, and it got a 7.1.
I never thought it would happen to me. I was pumping gas on the outskirts of town. Sorry,
Jesus
fucking
Christ,
hustler.
Now,
what
ass?
Is the name of that?
Pumping
penthouse?
Gas?
Yeah, you know, like those penthouse stories, and all the guys, like all the stories are the same. And it always starts out with like the guy
I
saying,
was alone on the dirt road with my Dodge pickup truck.
He's
in the middle of Nevada.
And then a hot girl shows up and they do it and he can't believe it. There we go. That's the end of it. So here we go.
And then the babysitter showed up and I was like, whoa, never thought this would happen to me.
That's about the long and short of it.
All right. My bad.
Very well done. Very well done.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. That's literally how they all go.
And again, Hellraiser's a top 5,000. For me, it's a top fucking 10. Let me give a shout out.
It got a 7.1.
I'm going to tell you, it's actually pretty good, man. Check it out. Won't be disappointed.
But we can read the reviews.
Oh, that'd be good. Let's read some of these user reviews for what some other people think.
This is one of the sickest and most depraved horror films of its time.
All right, let me just
mention.
I love
every minute of it.
Let me mention real quick the Cenobites, which they open a realm of new carnal pleasures. When solved, the box opens up a portal to the realm of the Cenobites. And they subject the person to the extremes of sadomasochism. So this is all about like chains and fucking leather. And if you see these monsters, the Cenobites, one has like a big tongue and looks like a fucking big thumb pretty much. And he has like... he's got black sunglasses on. He looks like some kind of fucking dark rider or something, but... He's got a
tongue that looks like a thumb.
And he like licks his lips like a big ass toad. Picture a big toad with Ringo Starr sunglasses on. And then the other one, DJ nicknamed the Chatter, because it fucking has like a weird horse gum line that's like overexposed and it goes.
And so that's the biter. Yeah. That's the bite
that's
porn.
The biter, bite, bite.
I want to go
lick,
back.
Lick, and the frog comes over and licks you. The movie's so fucked up, dude. It doesn't even need to be made fun of.
The fucking frog. Show me the thumb tongue. I got to see that one.
That is the frog man. That's him. He looks
He's got
like
the
a
big
thumb.
Tongue?
He looks like a thumb.
Oh, he does look like a thumb.
He just licks his lips like
thumbs
a freak.
Thumbs up. Well, he looks, doesn't really, I mean, he could actually double as another
He looks like a badass, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want to run into him in an alley.
He's really scary.
Yeah.
He looks like a fat fucking... I can't even say what I want to say.
Why
All
not?
Right. I just, you know.
All right. So, yeah, sick and depraved. I loved it.
All right, here you go. Show him that. Yeah, that's the thumb
Holy
man opening
shit.
Up his stomach to expose his entrails, because that's just how they do it. They don't give a shit on that movie.
It looks like someone... Yeah, and he's got, like, big fingers...
Yeah, well, there's the Chatter, and then there's the girl who, like, her torture, it was so funny. Can we go ahead and skip over to Hellraiser 2, Hell on Earth, if I'm correct. Hellraiser 2, Hell on Earth, or is that Hellraiser 3?
No, it's Hellraiser, yeah, Hellraiser 3, Hell on Earth, 1992.
Okay. Is it on?
It's got Terry Farrell, almost sounds like the lead singer of Jane's Addiction. Yeah, that's Perry Farrell, though.
Yeah, they had some really good tracks on Hellraiser 1, like Hellraiser, when you're talking to me, Hellraiser. That's a good one. They also used that on fucking Hellraiser 3, I think. We're not going to have time to touch on all nine
Hellbound,
of the movies.
1988.
There are nine movies in the series. The movie is a fucking acid trip, man.
I think that's part of the allure.
But the first two followed some kind of plot. The second one, the third one, is fucking so far out there. Even DJ was like, what the fuck? At several points in the movie, because it's fucking out there, dude.
It's they bizarre. Lead you down the trail and then just the wheels come off.
It goes off the tracks and the fucking, it doesn't. And it just is so fucking weird, man. I didn't think they could go anywhere. And then I looked and there were nine movies in all. So they've gone there and they've gone all out. And I recommend the first three. I haven't seen beyond that.
No, well, yeah. So that gives you six more to make your own judgment on.
You know, and I'll be chasing that nut. All the way to nine.
6 hours. 18 hours of Hellraiser.
I can't help myself, man. 16 hours of Hellraiser. Yeah, tonight on Spike, they're going to do, instead of the Days of Bond, they're going to do the Days of Hellraiser for fucking, pretty much the entire month. You have to just take it. Just replaying fucking 1 through 9 all day and all night. You're trying to fucking just, you know, watch a movie to unwind after a hard day and fucking.
How do you
Hellraiser's
relax watching
on.
Hellraiser?
You can't, man. The what the fuck is it? The Cenobites? What is it called?
Cenobites.
It's a dumb fucking movie, but it's one of those movies that's so bad that you love it, man. So bad. Like in number two, the girl scratches the dude's cheek. And, like, meat comes off of his cheek. She scratches it so deeply that, like, half his fucking cheek is coming off. And then he, like, touches it, and he's like, like, the dad becomes a fucking zombie or something in the second movie. Oh, and another point, when he accidentally stabs the mom in the second movie, she goes, like, pale in a matter of, like, 5 seconds to, like, fucking green. And I've never seen a body decompose in, like, 11 seconds on film, but you can see it in the end of Hellraiser 2. It's fucking brilliant, dude. He goes to stab his daughter for some fucked up reason because he's possessed by some demon shit, and he stabs the mom, and she goes from, like, white with, like, flaky makeup to, like, green and completely bled out, like, all fucked up. So, there's
that. That's intense.
That.
Here, let me see these inventions while we're looking at...
Oh, that was going to be a surprise.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want anyone to... I wanted...
Okay.
That's not my plan. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You're being mean to me.
I just want, okay.
All right. So that about wraps it up for shitty movies. That's apparently, I don't know what the fuck we're looking at. Is this the, all right, fuck it. We're moving on. All right. So yeah, we're going to go on to a segment that we're fucking inventing because we just can. Hey, don't take all of them.
Next segment.
Here
we're beginning our next segment, and Cape Town is going to read some inventions that we've all jotted down.
I'm going to go one at a time from all around the round table, all around it, because we have everybody went ahead and submitted something. So the first one is this is by Berg. This is a Peter Pan personal massager.
Yes.
And what comes to mind is... lots of things. This is great for the Disney fan in your life.
Yeah, it's a little Peter Pan. And
unisex, man or woman?
It's Peter Pan. It's just a vibrating Peter Pan.
Is it the full figurine with the arms and everything? Is he flying?
No, the arms are together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, is he praying?
To ease the passage.
Well, thank God. Yeah, the elbows hopefully don't stick out too much.
Yeah, it's a Peter Pan personal massager. You know, it's a Disney person. And, you know, I think that you should be able to... listen to songs from the movie Peter Pan. So you turn it on. When there's a song in your heart.
Does it have a little speaker at the bottom that plays out of the woman's...
It's a personal massage. I don't know where you're going.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Why do you got to make it dirty?
I don't know. It just seems...
Yeah, that was good,
weird.
Clean family fun. And
Peter
now...
Peter Pan personal massager.
Peter Pan personal massager.
PPP, triple PM.
PPPM.
You could make some cool logos with that. That's cool.
Okay. So any comments on that? Would you like to maybe...
Would you get that, DJ, for anyone?
I personally have no use for the Peter Pan personal massage.
What about the Captain Hook personal massage?
Here's my question. Is it waterproof?
Of course it is. Yeah. And there's a Captain Hook and there's also the alligator one that TikToks. All right. Next invention.
Next invention is a submission by Doc. It's the Creeper Peepers. They're covert digital binoculars and camcorder that looks like it's regular sports sunglasses. I think this might already be like a thing and you can get this at like a spy shop.
Creeper Peepers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so
wow.
So everything you look at,
you know where his mind is. Okay. Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, you look like you're a normal guy, but yeah, you know, you're recording every moment.
That's good.
Yeah, for later.
I think that'll work.
I think that would get a shitload of sales, a lot, and probably does, and they've found a way to fucking sell the shit out of those. So there's kudos to those guys.
Yeah. Thumbs up. Okay, next invention.
Great. Next invention is one by me. It's the Bukkake Shield.
Nice.
Yeah, it's an orb-like helmet for girls that are in the porno biz that don't want to get their makeup smeared and don't want to get their hair all fucked up.
It looks like an astronaut helmet.
It's like a fishbowl that goes on their head. Yeah, and it's got an opening at the top so they can get air or... It doubles as a filler bowl for that creepy Harajuku juku porn that they have in Japan where all the guys fill up the bowl and it fucking like almost drowns.
Okay.
Yeah.
F minus.
All right. So.
F fucking minus.
I say.
What the hell?
Well, it's better as a shield, I think.
What?
It's fucking good shield.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't watch it. I've just heard of it.
No, I just can't.
I've heard of it.
First of all, who volunteers to do that shit? And second of all, who fucking pays to watch it?
DJ.
Like, I mean, what, do you want to vomit? You talk about cringe porn.
Hey,
here,
man.
Drink this fucking bowl.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
That's
fucking awful.
I just said it's funny. I don't watch that
shit. Fucking,
I don't watch
it's
like it,
fucking
man.
Fucking scat, man.
I got the Catholic guilt, man. I don't watch it. All right?
Jesus, it's just fucking bad. All right,
just put it out of your mind.
But who fucking watches
like
that?
Like a Buddhist meditating, let the cloud pass through your mind, all right? Just forget about it. Forget it even
It
happened.
Exists, though. It's on Earth with me now.
It does. The Harajuku
Somebody's
Goku
fucking
porn.
Drinking that bowl. It's fucking making me want to
fucking the bowl.
Spew. Yeah, your fish bowl on top of the head.
Yeah, let's say
fill
head.
Up this bowl.
Don't,
well, what
don't
the
say
fuck?
Head, man.
You can put an astronaut helmet on a bitch
all right.
And then fill up the ashtray on her fucking head. It's fucking awful.
I didn't do any of the things allegedly that you're saying.
But it exists. It just freaks me out, man.
I don't even know if that exists.
I'm unable to continue.
They do a lot of gooey. There's like shit going everywhere, man. All right. And this one is brought to you by the recently DJ wants to rename himself, everybody on the show. He let me know. He no longer wants to be known as DJ. He wants to be known as Father Torque. Please refer to him as that from now on.
Why? What is
he
Father Torque?
He didn't give
mean?
Me an explanation. He sent me a demand like a person robbing a bank with a paper. He just slid it to me.
No police.
Basically.
Father Torque.
No fucking police.
Okay.
Yeah, and his invention, I'm not sure. What is that? Is that two R's right there? Sorry, is that two R's on that first one?
Yeah, it's one or two.
A-L-I? Can you? Yeah,
you want to read that for us?
I can't.
What's that on the bottom?
The
Giner?
No. The Giner Minor is DJ's
the
invention.
The Giner Minor.
I'm sorry, Father Torque's invention.
Up your keister, meester.
The Giner Minor. This is something that I think could really take off.
The Giner Minor is for retrieving lost objects.
Oh, okay.
Wedding rings. Wedding rings, you know.
So it's
rings.
Like a tactical kind of gift.
Yeah, Coke
it's
bottles.
Tactical and practical.
Practical and tactical.
And it
the Giner Minor.
Yeah, I can see that.
For the deep woman in your life.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, I mean, it's for the ER,
it could go,
too.
Like, emotional and also, like,
well, you
literally
could, you get the
deep.
Jaws of life to saw somebody out of a car.
Okay, this is the
you
part
have, like,
that
the
I would love.
You have, forceps, you know, to get the baby head out. Boom.
The Giner Minor.
There you go.
You know, I think it could catch on in a medical practice, too. Like, they could really start using that. But
honey, have you seen my 22? Oh, wait a minute.
No, I'm doing motherly shit. Just your foot.
What's going
you're
on
shaking,
with you two?
You're shaking
you
guys the are like table. Fucking, okay. We're gonna fight like a. You got it's gonna be a babushka versus a Russian sun in here in a minute.
They're sitting across from each other, and one person is protesting because the other person is moving their.
He's
foot.
He's moving his foot.
He's touching me. Don't make me stop this fucking podcast.
I'll Don't turn this fucking podcast around and drive it all the way fucking the back to that smack. Corner wall where the battle droid and the rooster live.
Yeah, the fucking battle droid. All right, well, let's see the.
Oh yeah. Oh fuck.
Giant Miner's good.
We could keep going with that, but we're gonna go on because we got lots of ideas because we got lots of fucking products. Next up is the Cookie Monster nail clipper.
Read the tagline.
Yeah. The Cookie Monster nail clipper. Nom nom nom. That's right.
Nom nom nom.
For if you want to feed the Cookie Monster.
You gotta say like Cookie Monster.
Well, you know, I don't watch that shit.
Dude, talk to the Cookie Monster.
Ah, Cookie Monster. Nah, nah, nah. Okay, maybe I've seen it once or twice.
Cookie.
Oh, yeah. See, you've got
nom,
fucking...
nom, nom, nom.
Oh, my God. I just read your third invention. I can't wait.
Hold on, Cookie Monster fucking nail.
No,
clipper.
Yeah. I'm not. Oh, well,
and it looks
dismissing...
like Cookie Monster's mouth and he bites
and
your
he
nails
bites
off.
He bites the nails. Oh, it's so good. Yeah.
C is for cookie.
All right.
N is for nail.
Is that what you just eat? My cookie that monster sounds like a demon. All my shit always sounds fucked up, man. I can't do kids shows.
That's
so
good.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
And it's for fucking nail.
This is
That's
my
gold.
This is my
no,
other.
Let me just live with that for a minute, man. Do it again.
And is for nail. Sounds like a.
I didn't think it would be as good the second time, but it was. That was great, man.
That's right. It's like a razor going through my fucking throat, though. It's like a fucking buzzsaw going through your vocal cords.
Fucking Cookie Monster nail clippers.
Jesus.
That's so fucking gold. And it goes nom 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 when he was down on
it. It needs a little speaker. All right. The next one is one that I invented that has some practical shit. It's the, I don't know why I wrote babushka.
And it's for nail. That's so gold. I'm sorry. I lost it. That
You're
was
good?
Fucking good.
Did
yeah.
you get into my fucking stash?
No, I didn't get into anybody's stash. No, I didn't
did
expect
you eat those
that.
Fucking,
like
did you eat those fucking,
fucking
brownies I had right there?
It's man. The last thing on All earth right. I expected to hear.
The Jimmy jacket.
Okay.
It holds rubbers.
Oh.
Practical. Tactical. All right, moving right along. I
it's
can
a
see
jacket
that one
kit.
Wasn't a hit. I don't
want
to
The rubber
fucking,
jacket, the rubber slicker.
I don't
want
to bore you guys, but...
Oh, the Jimmy jacket. Who came up with that one?
For the city slicker in your life. Fuck you. Fuck you and fuck you.
It is for nails.
Hey, the city slicker?
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I have no taglines for that. I didn't even write anything. This
then
one's the
wrote
dad...
that? That's fucking
daddy,
hieroglyphics right there.
The daddy rally? Is that what that says?
No, it's,
daddy.
It's
Datterall.
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 Oh, Datterall
for dad.
For the dad in your life.
More like Coke for dad. Because that's what dad needs sometimes.
It's a hard, thick line of cocaine.
Feel as bad.
Allegedly.
It's in pill form and it's Datterall.
Give dad. Dad's not paying enough attention to me. He's not focusing on me.
Yeah, dad's zoned out again watching documentaries on History Channel.
Give him some Datterall.
Sounds like it's time for a Datterall.
Do you slip
sounds
it into
like
dad's
like
drink?
He's got a...
Do you inject it into dad? Do you put it into his drink?
No, he just said it was a pill. It's a Datterall pill.
I understand that, but are you going to make your dad take a pill every time you want to talk to him?
Well, if said dad is unwilling, they fizz up if you pop it right
now. How about the Datterall blowgun?
They're like Alka-Seltzer.
Right in the neck.
You can be like, here, dad, I'm giving you an Alka-Seltzer.
These are for dad only. This is not for any kind of raping or anything.
Right,
What's
right.
That?
For dads only. The fuck's going on over there? Are you trying
know.
Out for the new Star Wars
I,
movie?
I can't
the
match the in is for nail.
Oh my God. Fuck, me and DJ are trying to talk over here about the fucking Datterall, and you're just making an ass of yourself.
Fucking in is for nail.
All right.
That's so funny. I'm
the
sorry.
The next one for Berg, this is something you never want to give your carrot is Datterall. I mean, your parrot is Datterall. Parrot, yeah. This is called the parrot carrot.
Yes.
It's a talking carrot that repeats what you say.
Yeah, it's like
Why is it in the shape of a carrot? Why is it in the shape of a carrot, man?
It's a vegetable.
With the Peter Pan personal massager and the parrot carrot.
The parrot carrot. Like yeah, the parrot like carrot is a
sensual.
It's a parrot carrot.
For the carnal pleasures.
No, you say stuff into the carrot, and then it reminds you later.
Does it also vibrate?
No. It's,
oh, thank God. No. So it's like a yak back, no, but a carrot.
It talks back to you in a parrot voice.
Oh, like what? A high parrot. But it's a fucking carrot.
Pick up the kids.
Can it hang on your keys?
Yeah, it's a carrot.
You're like, reminder to myself, pick like, up cheese yeah. and pick up the kids. And they're like, Mom, pick up cheese, pick up kids. Those things always sound like a mutated, either it sounds like a chipmunk or have you heard the ones where it's like an actual parrot? It sounds like a fucking chipmunk when you say anything to it. Yeah. It's like,
you can play shit backward. It's great. Yeah, it's the parrot carrot. I mean, I think,
if it vibrated, you might be able to sell it in a sex store. But it's
a psychological invention, because what it's really there to do is not only to remind you.
Holy shit! There's another page.
Not only to remind you of what you need to do, but to eat your vegetables as well.
Oh, for kids and adults.
Yeah,
for when you grow up.
You know.
And you start carrying around a fucking carrot that talks back to you, and you can remember things on your own.
In a parrot voice.
I'm guessing before this invention, these people had shit written all over their arms and like their hands and fucking everywhere on their body because they couldn't remember shit.
Better than a fucking goddamn...
This is great for farmers.
Like a fishbowl for fucking... I don't even want to fucking go there again.
Oh, you're talking about the...
Next invention.
No. What? I mean, since you brought it up, the Bukkake shield.
Yeah, my bad.
In parentheses, orb.
Orb.
The Bukkake orb.
It's an orb in Canada. Yeah.
Introducing the Bukkake orb. All right, I just got passed a note here from one of my assistant producers.
No, okay. What? Shit got awkward. He's like, no, don't put that on me.
I'm not supposed to read this on air? Is this
a note? You're good.
Is this... I'm good? You just stopped?
No, he's good. No, he left the room.
The dictaphone. He actually walked away from us. The dictaphone.
Yeah, that's already been invented.
You don't know.
It's
what this
a dick,
is.
Right?
Yeah. Do the spelling.
It's the dicta phone, like Mike Ditka. Ditka.
The Ditka phone?
No.
The dicta
phone.
Dicta. It's a dick. It's like dick.
Dicta phone. It's a dildo.
Oh, why is everything
it's a dildo phone.
Shit? Jesus Christ.
Mine wasn't. The personal massager got changed into
really
a dildo.
I'm really disappointed in you guys. I wanted professional ideas. And
Captain
this is what
Hook
I get.
Massager.
All right, the next idea from Berg here. These are all from Berg because after this, we all ran out of ideas. You know, people started, you know, just saying fuck it.
Okay.
The big phony tooth. What the fuck is this? What the fuck is this? That's not even the best part. Hold on, folks. The big phony tooth that squirts sour cream at you? What the fuck? Is this like a gag prank? What the fuck is that?
It's for nachos, you asshole.
Oh.
It shoots warm sour cream.
Warm? What the fuck? Oh, ew, fuck. Damn, dude. Perfect for that dentist in your life that loves Mexican food.
The big phony tooth. What?
Dad, what's that? I'm just putting sour cream on.
But you could shoot it at people too, like a clown flower.
Oh, like, hey, is that a big fake tooth? No. Yes. What the fuck? Sour cream? Oh, you just got pranked. What the fuck is that, man? Only a madman would invent that shit. This will be a recording on CNN 20 years later when you've lost it. They're like, so when he was still semi-normal, how did he sound? What kind of ideas did he come up with?
Okay.
Psychiatrist's going to want me to fax these over, man. The big phony tooth. It has a big P, too. Look, like a fucking kid wrote it. The big phony tooth. Jesus, fuck. God forgive us.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. This next one is... This next one's a long one.
I came up with these.
I'm not sure if this is a pitch or...
I came up with all six of these inventions in, like, 1 minute.
Nice.
I just went, like, hey... Anything that comes to mind, write it down. Fuck it.
I love it. I love
it. It's like free association. So, I mean, you know, big phony tooth. I mean, that's something I don't know.
Carmel, no, it's that. Funny. We went from like shit that rhyme just to like fucking. You were like running off the wall. I saw you smirking and now I know why. The next invention, the home personal spanker. It's a large hand that slaps you and shames you. How humiliating. Is this the commercial for it? Should I be? Oh, yeah. Okay. The home personal spanker.
Yeah.
With its large hands that slap you and shames you. Oh, how humiliating. Just like daddy wants it.
That's right. Yeah, why not? You know, you're talking about Hellraiser.
Fuck, man. Sadomasochism and getting fucking slapped by a mechanical hand. And
yeah, it spanks you. It tells you, you know, you've been bad.
Hellraiser probably would own several of these in his chamber.
I could imagine. Like
with hanging corpses and...
I think that they neglected the whole spanking part.
Oh, one guy in Hellraiser had two fucking pool balls shoved into his mouth, like down his fucking throat, like he was fed pool balls. Just to go along with Hellraiser real quick, going back to that. And this one is one of the...
fucking pool balls in his mouth.
Yeah, it just doesn't show...
What does that mean?
The fucked up thing was it didn't show how any of this shit happened. It just shows you the aftermath. So you're left to just...
I just see a guy with his head strapped to a pool table and the guy shoots it like a combo into his mouth.
Boom, trick shot. All right, the next invention, I guess, this is all stuff that we could possibly try to patent. The clown condom.
Yeah.
Here comes Bafo.
Bafo.
Bafo. Comes with pube wig.
Yeah, you can change it. You can cotton candy, pink.
Oh, nice.
Purple.
You can go full rainbow.
Yeah.
For just fucking wanting to be all out there.
Yeah,
why not?
If somebody has a thing for clowns.
This is the scary clown, the red clown.
It could
be a
scary
clown,
the clown condom.
So, oh, that's weird, man. Some chicks are into clowns, though, and daddy stuff.
Some chicks are into clowns. Like, you've got some experience with that.
Yeah, there's
got
to be chicks that are into it.
She made me dress up like, who was the guy, Krusty?
Fuck that. I'd be dressing up as it.
I'd be
a fucking fully nude it without the clown suit. I'd paint myself completely white, and I'd wait for her to come home. And when she came home, I would surprise her by climbing out from underneath the sink. And I'd be like, happy anniversary.
Would you slide on the...
Yeah, so that's weird. Anyway, clown condoms. That's some funny stuff, Berg.
Thank you very much. So, yeah, I hope you liked my inventions.
Mainly, I didn't like them. That's the problem, you sick
You didn't
fuck.
Like the big phony tooth.
The big phony tooth, I think, is the winner. That's the fucking weirdest one. I love that it serves two purposes.
But the
it's a dentist's gag toy, and also...
It shoots warm sour cream.
But does the tooth heat it? Is it heated?
Well, it's your body heat. It's hard to keep it cool. It's not
you
like it's got
a keep the tooth
cool.
on you.
The tooth's in your mouth. It shoots out of your mouth.
Oh, I thought this was a big-ass tooth that
like
goes on the
table.
You're
going to carry
a
fucking tooth.
This whole time, I'm imagining
like a toaster.
A tooth. No,
it's a big fucking toaster.
I'm imagining
it looks like a
32-ounce cup fucking tooth. Yeah. No, it's one in your mouth.
Yeah. It's a big, like, big-ass fucking, like, Bugs Bunny tooth.
See, I think that could sell.
That shoots fucking warm sour cream. Like, you smile, and then it shoots warm sour cream at somebody. Or under your nachos.
Out of your mouth. It looks like you have fucking...
So it's like instead of Superman heat ray vision, you've got super tooth sour cream vision.
Sour cream vision.
Yeah.
Wow. I think we managed to fucking do the weirdest fucking episode on Earth.
You have a fucking like a vision of a tooth like you carry it around like in your knapsack or something?
Yeah. Like that's why I said for the dentist in your life, like a paperweight tooth. You know what I mean? Fucking A. And you'd be rich enough to afford Mexican food at home or at least a woman that can cook Mexican food. And probably do things to her, like oil her up like Selma Hayek.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so with that, guys, don't forget, man, add us on Twitter, add us on Facebook. We fucked up so bad with the big phony tooth. And come on down to the big phony tooth. Sounds like a new Nick show, man.
That's good.
Yeah, so...
I enjoyed that.
Wow. Yeah, I enjoyed it too. So... With that, follow us at Smoke Room Cast. We said our names earlier. We're not going to bore you again. Visit us online at smokeroompodcast.com. Email us at smokeroompodcast@gmail. And that's fucking all the names that I can remember. And with that,
I'm the Berg.
And I'm Cape Town.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, seriously, thanks.